Are you going through a tough season? Do you feel like nobody sees you, nobody hears you, nobody understands the season that you're going through, the feelings that you're feeling? Are you in need of a word of encouragement? Are you needing an encouraging story or testimony? Well, here's what we do here on the Encouragement for a Podcast, where we share encouraging stories and testimonies on how we have overcome a tough season. I guarantee you'll listen to the episode and find something here that will encourage you and let you know that what you're going through is only just what it is, a season. So stay tuned to this next episode. Father God, may there be more of you and less of me. Thank you, Father God, for another wonderful and glorious day. Thank you, Father God, for this is the day you have made, Lord, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for placing these things within my heart to share with your people. Father God, may it bless every ear that hears it. May they receive it in the way you need them to receive it, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and continue to do. As I share this message with your people, Lord God, may you speak through me the words that you need for me to share with your children. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to another episode of the Encouragement for a Podcast. I'm your host, Jarkeisha, also known as Sunshine Jam. I am here to share with you an encouraging word that God has given me. And we're going to talk about all the things, prioritization. I know you probably laugh like, oh my goodness. But one thing God kept showing me was prioritization. I was talking to my husband and was talking about prioritizing and all the things. How many of us have a to-do list that's like pages and pages and pages and pages long? And it doesn't have to be actually physically written out. It could be mentally that you have all these things going on in your mind. You're waking up, boom, you're back to your to-do list. You go to sleep, you have your to-do list on your mind. How many of you can relate to that? I was having a conversation like with my husband. I just felt like I said, I'm feeling all over the place. I'm feeling chaotic. And chaos is not from God. Chaos comes from the enemy. But also things we do to ourselves can make things chaotic because we're trying to do what? All the things. Yes, God gives us assignments. God gives us plans. God gives us many things he's calling us to do. But you know what? God didn't say I need you to do every last one right now. And a lot of times, what do? We'll jump from one thing to the next thing. And if one thing doesn't work out one way, we jump into the next thing. So then I was just saying, like, telling my husband, we were talking, I was like, I'm just tired. I'm so tired because, one, I know that this deadline was coming up. And it comes up every 3 years for my job with my certification. I had to renew it. And I knew I needed to have all this continuing education things done. And it was, like, weighing so heavy. Because it was like, I don't have all these hours right now that I need. Plus, it was like, I need to be sending out emails to people. Then it was like, plus, I need to be trying to do this, make sure I'm spending time here, making sure I'm enjoying life. And it was just like, I got to do this, make sure this bill is paid, make sure that is done, sit down and work on this and that. And as you can hear me right now, I had everything going on in my head. Out loud, here I am going on this to-do list. Oh, I haven't done this. I forgot to do that. I forgot to do this and I forgot to do that. And it was like, he was like, well, have you just sat down and prioritized what it is that you need to do? The one biggest thing that I'm always, when it comes to prioritization, God is always number one. God is always going to be the first thing. So I was spending my time in my word, going, you know, I spent my time, I've gone to church and all these things, but then it's still trying to have control later, you know, not surrendering and everything to God. So I had to say, okay, I need to prioritize. And when you prioritize, it's supposed to be God first, then your spouse, then your children, and then, of course, everything else. Or as you want to say, God, your family, and then everything else. But then you got stress at your job. You got all these things coming at you. So it's like you trying to do all the things. You can't support everybody. You can't be there for everybody. You got to take care of you first. You got to make sure that you're in a good place. And that's one of the things I know we as mothers, especially mothers, whether you're a single mom or not, that's one of the things I think we all deal with. We have all these things like we keep going. We keep going. Even as a woman, even if you own a business or you have kids or you don't have kids, you still have a lot going on because if you have clients, what happens? Your clients need you, right? Your clients are trying to pull you to say, hey, I need you to do this for me. Or if you have this, and depending on if they're high demand or, you know, clients, high maintenance, however you want to call it, we all have so many things as women that are coming at us. We have so many things that we're trying to do. We're trying to be the mother. You're trying to be the wife. You're trying to be the, you know, business owner. You're trying to be the person if you have a certain role at work. You got to, you know, if you're a supervisor, administrator, whatever it may be, we're trying to do like all the things. And a lot of times as a mom, your job don't stop. As a father, I'm not saying, you know, your job don't stop either. But you go to work. You work your, you know, if you have full time, you work your 8-hour shift, right? You get off. And then it's like, okay, you may get that break before you have to one pick the kids up from daycare, or you may get that break, you know, right before, just on the drive home if you don't have to pick your kids up, or and if you don't have kids. Sometimes we have to start making that time for ourselves and prioritizing ourselves somewhere in there, because what we do, we just keep going. We don't prioritize ourselves anywhere. We forget ourselves. We put ourselves on the back burner most of the time. We as women do, because we've mostly been taught that you keep going. We grew up in those generations seeing everybody's like, you keep going. You don't stop. You keep, you know, we burn out. That's what we're doing. We're burning ourselves out because we're trying to do all the things, because we're not prioritizing, because we feel like I got to be 10 places at one time, when it's like, okay, God, we need to sit down. Lord, what is it that you're wanting me to focus on right now in this moment? What is it that you're calling me to do that I need to focus on right now? Not like tomorrow or the next day. It's like, no, right now, Lord. Not what's my next move. This is something I read this morning. Not what is our next move, but God, what am I supposed to be focusing on right now? How do I need to prioritize things? One of the things I'm even about to do is sit down and I said, I got all these things, and I'm the one that's like, make this to-do list of all the things and then put them in order. Check them off as you go. And I was doing that. I used to write down a little to-do list almost every day in my calendar. And if I didn't get it done, I put it on to the next day. I've gotten a little bit away from that. Yes, it's a little not as stressful now because I've got all the things done and complete, thanks to God for my continuing education credits and whatnot. And I've submitted the application. Now I just have to wait to hear back. But it's one of those things. Okay, Lord, what's priority next? Even sometimes you have to enlist and ask for help. You have to get help from someone else if you can, to say, hey, have an accountability person, or have somebody, if you don't have a virtual assistant, get you a virtual assistant. Find those things that you can put into place to help you so that you can get things prioritized, get things in order. Talk to a counselor, talk to a trusted friend. Let somebody know, like, hey, this is what I'm working on right now. What do you think? Throw out ideas out there, or have other people to come in to be able to be a listening ear for you. We are not made to do life alone, but we do have to prioritize. We have to go to God with everything and every choice that we choose, and not just do all the things on our own accord. Because what happens is we keep running and we keep running. And as some people say, they get on that hamster wheel, or you keep the business and business. And then before you know it, you're like, oh man, it's time to go to bed because we done all these things. And oh, I'm so tired. Why am I so tired? Because we've done all the things. We have to stop doing all the things. And this is not just for y'all. This is for me too. Learning, you know, about not doing all the things. It's okay to not be okay. That's what this series is all about. It's okay if you're having a bad day and you need to take a break. It's okay if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom for a minute and have a good cry. It's okay if the kids might be knocking at the door while you locked in that bathroom. It's okay if you have to put your phone on do not disturb and not answer it and prioritize your time for yourself. It's okay if you have to be like, I don't have the capacity for that right now. One of the things we all have to work on, and I'm guilty of it, is saying no. When people ask you to do something, you know it's not the right timing to do it. We got to start saying no more. We don't say no. We be like, yeah, sure, I can do it. And what do? We do it. We don't take the time to really think about it, sit through it, and evaluate all that we have going on in that moment to see, like, is this something that I can even squeeze in or include? One of the things is we have to start making more time. We have to set up systems and put things in order so that way we can be there for one for when God needs us to be in full capacity. It's like, how can I be serving God and doing what God needs me to do if I don't have the energy to do all that He is calling me to do, because I done burnt myself out? I can't be fully in there and ready to go when God is calling me to do. What happens is we bear ourselves down so much that we're leaving the doors open for the enemy to come in to attack us, because we can't fully fight like we need to, because what, we're tired. We're mentally tired, we're physically tired, we're emotionally tired. We got all these things going on. And then you got to make that time for your family and not feel guilty about it. Not worry about, oh, I need to be doing this in my business right now, but right now I'm going to focus on my family. No, we got to prioritize. I got to prioritize, you got to prioritize. I don't know what God is telling you right now in this moment, but that is what God has been showing. Like, we got to prioritize. We got to get things in order. One, because he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back sooner than we think. So we have to get things in order. We have to start getting our lives aligned in order. We have to start seeking him more than we have been. We have to make those time intentional. If you don't have the strength and energy to pray, talk to someone else and they'll be praying for you or with you. We got to start stop being so, oh, well, I'm going through this and I'm not going to tell people what I'm going through because I don't want them to feel some kind of way or I don't want them to know all my business or nothing like that. For one, God's going to tell you who to share your business with. You don't have to worry about that person going off and tell this person and the next person. God will tell you if it's okay to share something with someone. And God will say, okay, you may never know that same person is going through the same thing that you're going through in that moment. So sometimes we have to open up more. We have to find that circle. We have to find those relationships that'll be there that when we say, hey, man, this is ugly right now. And they can say, okay, let's see what's going on. Let's see how we can, you know, not necessarily say make this better, but how can I be of assistance to you? What can we do? Us coming together and saying, okay, this is what I'm going to work on this week and keeping each other accountable. We got to get our lives in order. We got to get prioritized. We got to keep God at the head and at the center of all of our life and everything that we do. As you can see in this world and everything that's going on around us right now, everybody's all man for himself. A lot of people are falling away from Christ. And we got to keep staying there where God has us because God is going to get us through it. God is going to give us the energy, the strength. He's going to provide us with everything we need to do what he is calling us to do. But he needs us to be present. And be presenting ourselves in a way that he can use us. God don't necessarily need to be using us and we drained and adding more to us. We need to say, Lord, what is it that I need to keep in my life right now? What is it that I need to let go of right now? What are the things that I'm making idols of or little g gods out of right now? What are the things that are keeping me from being where you need me to be so that you can use me in the capacity that you need to use me in? So I just wanted to share this because one, this is something I was going through and I actually meant to put this out here last week, but I'm doing it now. One thing it is I'm going to do what God tells me to do when God tells me to do it and in the timing that God gives me to do it. So one of the things I just wanted to talk about is prioritization and stop trying to do all the things. We can't do all the things. We can't be everywhere doing everything. We're going to have to say no and we're going to have to be okay when we say no that somebody's going to feel some kind of way about it. But if we keep things in order in the way that God calls us to, it's going to be okay. That business is still going to be there if you take a break. That business is still going to be there if you say, hey, I got to go do X, Y, and Z. That job may still be here if you have to go do something else. But we got to keep and do what God is calling us to do. God is going to send the clients to us that he desires that we need at the right timing. Your business will still be standing. But if somebody can see that the authentic you and that you're taking time to prioritize yourself, and prioritize the things that matter the most, which, like I said, is God, then family, and then everything else can follow behind it. But if we keep God first, and then if you're married, your spouse, and then your children, and then everything else, then all of it will fall into place. But we got to keep God at the center of it all. We have to prioritize. We have to get things in order. We have to make that brain dump. Put all that stuff out there on paper. Put it all up in a note app in your phone, whatever it may be, and then put it in order. And then if it's a big thing, break it down to baby steps and then say, okay, God, what do you want me to focus on first? What do I need to let go of right now? What do you want me to do in this moment? Not the next step, but what do you want me to do right now? What are the things I need to stop and evaluate and say, Lord, what do I need to let go of? What am I needing to hold on to? Lord, what are you needing me to do so that I can be the best version of myself for you, so that you can use me for your glory? I pray that this message has blessed someone and help you to think about us not doing all the things. We as women, we got to do better, myself included. We can't be like our grandparents. We can't be like our mothers. We can't keep going and going and going and going. And we have nothing left to give because we're not receiving anything back within us. So I pray this blessed you. I pray that you take the time to prioritize. And remember, you don't have to do all the things. And if you have so many things to do, get together with others and let them help you if they are able to help you in the capacity that they can help you in. And remember, lastly, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to put you first after God and everything else. But it's okay to take time for yourself. I love y'all. God bless. Check out the resource I'll have down the bottom for checking on your people. And remember to check on your people. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Encouragement Forward podcast. I pray that this episode has blessed you. I pray that you receive some resources and tips that you can take with you so that one, you can remain encouraged, but also encourage someone else, as I say, encouragement forward. But also remember to check on your people. We're all fighting an internal battle. We may not talk about it. We may not voice it all the time, but check on someone today. I'm encouraging you to check on someone. As I say, let's chat with Jam. Check out my page. Check out the resource that I also have down in the show notes. God bless you. God keep you. May His grace shine upon you. May you have a completely blessed beyond measure day. Love you.